you know, a few years ago, I emceed a wonderful event downtown with Fisher House, Michigan. And Fisher House is a wonderful organization. They build these beautiful homes next to VA hospitals. And so when veterans and their families need to come to get a major surgery or need to be looked at, they can stay at the Fisher House free of charge. They don't need to buy a toothbrush. They don't need to buy food. Everything is taken care of. And it is a truly wonderful tool in our tool belt here in the city of Detroit to now have a Fisher House here in the city of Detroit, just opened in February. And Kate Melcher is the executive director of Fisher House Michigan and joins us this morning. Kate, it's so good to talk with you again.
Thanks for having me here. I love talking about Fisher House and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, and now when we get into the holiday season and, you know, things transform in the house there as well.
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to medical care, you know, medical crises, they don't care what the calendar says. Mm-hmm. So the Fisher House is open 365 days a year. And, you know, we're there to welcome the families of hospitalized veterans. Anytime a veteran's got to be hospitalized, if they've got people that need to be with them to advocate for them, we want to be able to take care of them. The Fisher House has 16 family suites right there on Woodward Avenue on the 7600 block. And like you mentioned, everything that those caregivers need, we want to lift all of those burdens. So the only thing that the families and caregivers have to worry about is their veteran that's in the hospital.
And there are a couple Fisher Houses now here in our state. There was one already in Ann Arbor serving the families there, and now this one here at the John Dingell VA Medical Center.
That's right. The one in Ann Arbor opened, believe it or not, during the pandemic. And even though it opened during the pandemic, that house has still hosted more than 13,000 people. Mm. So we know that the need is really great here in Southeast Michigan. The quality medical care that veterans are getting, both at VA Ann Arbor and VA Detroit, and the partner hospitals in the community, you know, a lot of times the VA, if they don't have a specialty service, they'll refer out. They'll refer to Carmanos or Beaumont or Henry Ford. So the VA is a bigger network than maybe we think about.
That's a great point. And then, you know, we've seen the transformation of the city of Detroit, and it's starting to branch out even further than just downtown. Talk about, you know, where the house is located and what the neighborhood's like.
Absolutely. First of all, I will tell you that unless it is close and unless it is safe, it's not a Fisher House. So the Fisher House, like I mentioned, is on the 7600 block of Woodward. It only takes two turns to drive from the Fisher House down to the Dingell VA. And like you mentioned, there really is a resurgence in Detroit, you know, with the draft coming in and, you know, all of these wonderful, you know, national events that have been happening in Detroit. I love being in the city and it feels so alive. But in the Fisher House especially, you know, it's easy access from the freeway. The house itself is completely gated. You park behind a gate. If you're not comfortable driving in the city once you arrive, we've got volunteers that will help shuttle you from the house down to the hospital. We truly want people to feel comfortable being in the city and helping their veteran access the quality health care that they've earned.
Who are the people that come to the Fisher House? Now, I know you said the families of the veterans, but give us an anecdote of how this really, you know, helped them in a big way instead of paying for housing costs.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when... Gosh, I've got 13,000 stories.
Right.
You know?
Pick one. Go.
You know? Well, you know, we hear a lot of stories of veterans that are kind of, you know, stubborn. A lot of us veterans are, you know, he earned more or, you know, she lost a leg and, you know, she needs the care more than I do. But the families of the veterans, you know, they will step up and say, you know what, let's ask anyway. Let's see if you're eligible for this health care. You know, so we had a Vietnam era veteran who had a cancer diagnosis and, you know, had kind of accepted his fate because, you know, he needed some specialty health care that was only available down here in Southeast Michigan. And it wasn't reasonable for him to travel from Northern Michigan down here to get that specialized care. Mm. Well, somebody told his wife about Fisher House. And she said, oh, we're going. I can go with you. It's free. We don't have to worry about lodging. We don't have to worry about meals. I don't have to pay for parking. We don't have to pay for anything. All I have to do is be there for you while you get your treatment. We're doing this. Honey, you're saying yes. And good husbands will say yes. And that's exactly what he did.
Well, I think what Fisher House provides is magic. It is a security blanket, you know, hearing from people who, you know, the stubbornness exists, but also, you know, the money factor does factor in. And so when they understand that they can go and truly just focus on the care of their loved one, of somebody who served our country, whatever those needs are, it's a fantastic jewel in the city of Detroit's crown. As so many vibrant things are happening, it's so wonderful to have that facility here in Detroit.
And how do people donate if they would like to make a donation? And I would assume a lot of people like to donate in the name of someone. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm thinking about that, like my grandfather who served.
Absolutely. The best way to start is to go to fisherhousemichigan.org. There's a ways to give page there, and you know, you can donate by writing a check, donating online, ways to donate stock, or you know, your required minimum distribution from your IRA, donating your time. There's 1,000 ways to get involved. But also importantly, on that page, there are links to both the VA Detroit and VA Ann Arbor Fisher Houses to show people how to access the resource. We find that Fisher House is often the best kept secret in the veteran space. So not only do we want people to, you know, donate in the ways that I describe, but we also would love people to give us the gift of gab.
Yeah.
Tell a veteran in your world, tell a veteran spouse in your world that the Fisher House exists and how to access the resource.
Yeah. And just knowing that it's available, knowing that it's there for them and for their families as they go through, you know, the medical procedures that they need. Kate Melcher, who is also a veteran, every time we talk, I say thank you for your service, not only
yes,
for our country,
but
for what you're doing for veterans still through Fisher House, Michigan. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays to you both.
It's a wonderful organization here locally, and they do some great work for those that that gave a lot for us.
Yeah, and having a place where the families can go is so important.
Yeah, and you know, like we mentioned earlier, it's like it's a joyous time, it's a wonderful time. You know, you get to spend time with your families, but not all families are complete because you've got active military overseas.
Oh yeah, like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you.
Yep.
So, what is your daughter like? What's her? What does she got going on?
You know, she's
next couple of days.
No, she's working.
She's working. She's
That's
working
classified, Chris. He can't tell.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
She's working.
She's working. She's just
yeah.
Little wink.
There
working.
You go. Working.
Yeah. But I mean, again, it's like you'd love to have them home
but
for the holidays,
FaceTime her,
right?
And you know, we talk to her. You know, when she lets us know when she has the time, and we do that.
And it can be difficult for a lot of families because you just can't get everybody together.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And
people
some
are
of those,
gone, and people are
right.
I did that Christmas on us.
Yes.
Uh-huh. WJR.
Yep.
And one of the folks, like their dad of this little boy, he's not going to be home for Christmas. And how tough that is for the little boy, the wife who's holding it all down here. So, yeah we're thinking of all those families.
Yes.
Yeah, all those families. All right. We'll take a break. 8 o'clock hour coming up. Can't wait to talk to Archbishop Ed Weisenberger, who took over this year for the Archdiocese of Detroit. We'll talk to him. Also, what's the best gift you've ever given or received? All that and more next on JR Morning.